First John chapter 1, and we have made it to verse 9, the big controversial verse, trying to look at it through the eyes of the Holy Spirit, not making it say anything, not trying to make it say what we want it to say or not say something, just taking it what's going on in the passage. Since it has caused so much controversy through church history, and I might add false ecclesiology, by that I mean false rituals in the church, like many Christians, it deserves the time that we are giving it. So let's spend a moment in prayer. The purpose of the prayer is that the Holy Spirit can open our eyes, that we can see what He would have us to see in regard to this text. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, without the leading and illuminating and teaching ministry of God the Holy Spirit, we would be no better off having the Scriptures, even more confused. But if we were simply relying your Spirit to teach us, this is why He was sent, things seem to fall into place and open our eyes as to what you're doing. On dealing with that simplicity, Heavenly Father, has caused great confusion. Looking at the Scriptures from the viewpoint of the law has caused great confusion. Darkness tonight, and that you will the desires of the flesh to impose its own ideas, that we might just simply and clearly see what this passage is saying. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. We're dealing with the word confession. It has caused a great deal of turmoil in church history. We have all observations. By that I mean we've looked at how many times the verbs and the nouns and all of that are in the Bible. Sort of a fun thing to do. Then we spent a lengthy time dealing with definition. We're a Bible church. And being a Bible church, we do want to know definitions and what something like this that so much is built on. You have to stop and you have to take a good look. So we went to lexicons. It's like the word repentance. Pretty soon, it doesn't matter. Right? It doesn't matter what the Greek word means. This is what I want it to mean. This is what our denomination says it means. Well, okay, but does that bear out when you go back and just simply look at some lexicons? Find out what a word means. And so, because it's so important to you just confess, then you want to know what that word means because that's all that's involved. And that's very important. And I hope you understand what I'm saying. No, the word doesn't mean faith. It doesn't feed into this word. Oh, well, yeah, it means faith. No, I'm sorry. You can't do that if you're going to build some kind of theology on a word. And so we have to find. I think it will serve us well. Spend a moment or two and moment or two is a preacher's minute. You know, there's a difference than a minute. It's like a this is God.